My name is Roy. I'm an alcoholic. I just want to thank you, Alex, for this. I really needed this. I was going to be of service with Bobby last month, and Alex calls and he asked me to lead, and it was a really important week. That's why I'm really here. You know, that week I'm being of service, and I don't have a job then, and then. This guy in AA, he really needed, he lost his job, and he struggles, and he needed help getting his job back, and I didn't have work at the time, and I had a lot to do that day, and I go to a morning meeting, and he's there, and I'm advised, go help him, try to get his job back, you know, his rent's due in a couple of days, and so I go, even though I didn't want to, you know, because that's what we do. And I help him, and later that week, it's like I get a job, you know? And it's like, wow. So I want to just keep this energy going, you know? Sobriety date, November 7, 2022. That's a little over 2 years and 3 months. And and it's really something. I started drinking around 17. At the end of high school, you know, going to the parties, the norm. I go to college. I get accepted to San Francisco State University, and I do a great deal of drinking there. It didn't really work out. 3 years later, I didn't know what I wanted to do. I'm getting in debt, and I'm just like, it's too much. So I come back home, and I'm working in construction, and I'm kind of selling drugs. I don't know if that's what kind of threw me off, and a lot of partying. But I'm selling drugs, I'm working construction, and I'm just like, drinking is just habitually, you know, drugs occasionally. I kind of always try to save it for a big event. And I meet this girl, and I'm really like falling in love, and it just doesn't work out, and that really crushed me, and I'm just doing a lot of using to kind of cope, and I'm kind of noticing that I really come to these points and I just want some kind of solution, you know. And what I started finding out is alcohol was it, you know. It solved all my problems, whether I'm stressed, whether I'm depressed, I'm feeling some sort of, it just helped me get through it, you know. And I'm kind of, I have this yearning deep down inside of like sobriety is just important, like I need it. I know that it's going to just, I'm going to be successful if I stay sober for 10 to 20 years. And so I'm turning 24, 25, and like I'm getting sober on my own. I would kind of prove to myself I don't have a problem, because I can put together 2 to 3 months of sobriety, you know, on my own, so I don't have a problem, right? And 25 was coming around, and it's like, okay, so this is like, I'm gonna get sober for like, this is the time, you know, 25, I did a good amount of drinking, had my fun, all right, that's it. I turned 25, and I get sober on my own, didn't think I had a problem, and that only lasts 170 days, right, on my own, not going to AA, and I'm kind of like, I really needed a drink, and it's just like, I was stressed, I was working, and I got stressed, and so I just needed to have a drink after that, and I had a goal, I wanted to be like 10 years, 20 years sober, and then like, you know, get successful, and then just like now I can drink after like I've already have it made, and so it's like I started questioning after this little relapse. I'm like, do I have a problem? So anyways, I kind of just after that habitually drinking, that was at the end of April, check this out, and at the end of May, there's this festival. And I'm going to that, you know, because I already drank, and it's like, it's whatever, you know. So I go to this festival, and I go by myself, and there's obviously people there. I meet new people, but I take 50-plus drinks, you know. But see, that's the kind of drinker I am. I start a little bit, and then there's like a big hoorah, you know, that I save up for. And I just go all out there, and I take a little bit of drugs there as well. So anyways, that little festival is done, and then so I'm just kind of like coming off, okay, I know I should get sober again, but like that little whisper is like kind of leaving, like I'm no longer wanting to get sober, and it's like, it's weird, I'm like accepting substances as a way of life, because I can do life as long as I got a little bit of substance in me, you know? And it's like, what the heck is going on? So anyways, I'm about to turn 26. I'm like, all right, let's do this again. And I'm going to do it for real this time. I turned 26 and I'm not able to get sober. I'm 28 right now. I got sober that November of 2022. And it's like, my last drink was a bottle of tequila. And I did a lot of thinking that day, and it was like, is it normal to drink a bottle in one sitting, you know, a handful of times? And I started really thinking, and it's like, from the beginning, when I started drinking, it was like, I always drank, and I've kind of blacked out, you know. I just have fun, and it's just the drink takes me. It's so weird. And I go to AA, and like I'm just listening for the similarities. And one thing that really stuck out, two things. At 100 days of sobriety, I'm going to the San Fernando group. It's a speaker meeting. I'm in the parking lot crying. I don't want to stay sober. I'm like just frustrated. I want to drink. But I go and, see, I listened to like one thing, and it's just like, it just kind of woke me up. This guy got sober at 27, and oh, that sounds like me. Sold drugs, sounds like me, this and that. But he ended up on the curb after, you know, he drank. And then so I was like, wait a minute. I ended up on the curb after a couple of times, you know? The drink took me, and it's just like, maybe I am an alcoholic, you know, and so I just keep coming back, and 2 years later, I have the amount of time I have, and it's just like, whoa, you know, sometimes when things aren't going so good, I'm learning that I have a thinking problem, and what it's like, how, like, did I get here? I think I just drank that much where it's like I really got affected. I have this allergy, and I just want more. And so anyways, I do what's suggested, you know, I get a sponsor within 3 months, and I just start doing whatever is asked. You know, I'm taking moral inventory, I'm doing writing assignments, and I'm just taking a look at what I've done, and there's a lot of stuff that I've done and that's wrong. And so I've, whatever was told, confess it. And see, I wasn't able to really look at someone and die. It was getting really weird. And so, but once I've got everything on paper and I've confessed it, it's like there was a couple of things where I didn't, like, wasn't willing, but I wanted the most of this program, and I'm willing to go to any length to receive the full benefits of what this program offers, because I'm just getting, I was like, I barely saw the nip of the ringer of alcoholism, and I barely feel the nip of the ringer of sobriety, because I feel like there's this, I'm so far from what God has for me, and nowadays, you know, I wake up and I put God first. I pray even though I don't feel it, because some days I really don't, but it's the discipline that when I do feel it, it's just like I'm living a miracle, you know. Like I said, I just got this new job. This is my fifth week. I'm over at Newport Beach, and by the grace of God, it's going good. And I literally came after work, and it was like a 3-hour, 4-hour commute, and I'm just like, but it's like, it's just, I love AA more than anything. I was hopeless. I was 25 defeated, and now it's just like there is hope. Thank you.